is now in session.
This Court of Common Pleas is now in session.
You're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza is a common court.
Now in session.
It has in common with itself everything that is.
This Court of Common Pleas is now in session.
Everything is common. Just common for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza to air
this
Tuesday nights from 6 until 7 p.m. until the end of the countdown counting. Without looking ahead, one can say that at the moment you're listening to a live improvised sound experiment. It is happening right now. This is the moment that it is mixed, combined, and exists. And you exist. And when you, if you, calls are welcomed in participation, orientation, contribution. The phone number is 512-472-5667. Expect that your call will be placed directly on the air if you call 512-472-5667. Be placed directly onto all these airwaves. Thank you for listening. For more information, there's a website, counterfolk.com/lastever, or search for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, and listen to the shows from the past that you have not listened to, if that is what you would like to do. I would like you to do what you do. Identity.
That is all I have to say.
Thank you.
Turn me on, Deadman. Turn me on, Deadman. Turn me on, Deadman.
Are you destroying yourself?
Turn me on, Deadman. Turn me on, Edmund Muskie.
Are you self-destructive?
Edmund Muskie is self-destructive.
Are you self-instructive?
I'm Edmund Muskie.
It's calls to 512-472-5667.
leeches had none upon ours. No stars on their bellies. No stars upon ours.
Now, those stars weren't so big. They were really quite small. You would think such a thing wouldn't matter at all. But because they had stars, all the star-belly sneeches would brag.
We're the best kind of sneech on the beach.
If you don't learn something new every day, you died last night. Have you died last night?
I'm dying all the time.
This court of common pleas is now in session.
Do you feel like a newborn?
This court of common pleas is now in session.
Regeneration. You're experiencing your new generation.
This court of common pleas is now in session.
This court of common pleas is now in session.
With their snoots in the air, they would sniff and they'd snort. They'd have nothing to do with a plain belly sword.
Ronald, remember, when you are out walking, you walk past a sneech of that type without talking.
When I walked home, it seemed like everyone avoided looking at me, as if I'd caught some disease. This thing, Doris. Nobody wanted to talk about it. It was like I was a ghost. And when I got home now, the place felt empty. I saw nothing else. There was nobody there. I was a ghost. I didn't see anyone. No one saw me.
We love everything. Are we everything? We are everything that we love and everything else. We are all the same as what we are not.
I think I don't really know.
Do you really know? If you really know, what do you know? What do you know that you might know?
I didn't see anyone. No one saw me. Was a ghost. I was a ghost. I didn't see anyone. I was a ghost. I was a ghost. I didn't see anyone. No one saw me.
Thank you.
25.
What?
25. All right. You fooled me again. Damn it.
How's it going?
So, wait, is Scott's birthday actually today, or was it?
Up it was until like an hour and a half ago.
Right.
You have to buy a 45.
I will guerrilla market my place in life. Thank you.
To what?
After year. They got snot, they got snooted, their bottoms got booted, while the star-bellied sneetches all taunted and hooted.
They just are not suited. No stars upon bars.
Just because somebody else think I don't have to do that, somebody else will do that. I don't understand.
Pimento cheese.
Why?
Pimento cheese.
there a reason? Does there have to be a reason?
Pimento cheese.
Why would it be?
Pimento cheese sandwich.
Why would it?
Pimento cheese sandwich.
I was eating a sandwich the other day.
A sandwich was eating me the other day.
Sandwich. I was eating. I watched the sandwich.
I was wearing a watch while I ate it.
Somebody was watching me wearing my sandwich.
I was watching a watch on a witch's wrist.
Somebody was on watch. They were eating a sandwich.
Witch.
Sandwich.
Pimento cheese.
I did not get to watch what sandwich they were watching me eat.
Launch.
I could not see. What do you see? What do you think you see? That's what it is. That's what. That's which. Hearing our calls that are happening right now. They're calling 512-472-5667. That's what they're doing. That's what you're doing. Thank you.
Christian needs to come first in your politics, too.
What is a magnificent finish, a magnificent conclusion?
Confidence. Super confidence. It's exactly what happens when somebody is dialing 512-472-5667 and they're on the air.
And I think to myself so often how little faith I have.
Oh, please don't let me stop you. You people have a lot of work to do, you know. Oh, please don't let me stop you. You people have a lot of work to do, you know.
Then one day, it seems, while the plain-bellied sneetches were moping and doping alone on the beaches, just sitting there, wishing their bellies had stars, a stranger approached in the strangest of cars.
Behind. It's a real mess out there, in case you haven't noticed. Mind if I give you a little hint? Excuse me, this will just take a second. Relax. See, what you people have to do here is you have to help each other. And how do we help each other, you ask, huh? Hey, first you gotta get to know each other. And you don't, do you? Listen, let me break the ice. How many of you here are from out of town?
I'm so results-oriented. I look for conclusions. I want to know how things are going to finish.
I don't know if he's a doctorate student.
Doctor what? How many people are there in your room?
Four.
Really? Who was
they
four? Ken, John, John? What?
No.
Just John, 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 Ken?
No.
What? John, Tanya, Colin? John. And Colin.
No, he's not
Where's
here.
Where's Colin?
I don't know.
Am I talking too loud?
Huh?
Too loud.
¿Qué pasa?
Is that Mulder?
Hey, it's Tito.
I can hear you guys on the other end.
Good. That's the idea.
I believe in circumcision.
Circumcision? What?
Why would I have any reason not to?
There's no reason not to believe what you don't believe.
That's exactly why I believe what I believe.
What?
I'll always try to tell you differently. It's all hooey.
I've met him before. We've had our encounters.
No end in the beginning.
There's no beginning. How could there be an end?
Only a middle.
And how do we help each other, you ask, huh? Hey, first you gotta get to know each other. And you don't, do you?
Oh, little faith I have.
One day you will know someone who you didn't know.
How will you know? How will you know the difference between knowing and not knowing?
Maybe you won't know.
Maybe you won't know somebody.
You don't have to know someone. Know that.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it's 512-472-5667.
Signore, laugh. Show my mediocrity for all to see.
Break the ice. How many of you here are from out of town? How many of you here are here? I got a great idea. Why don't we all take hands? Come on, join hands. Everybody, join hands and say hi. Come on, everybody. Howdy. Come on, join hands. Everybody, join hands and say hi. Come on, everybody. Howdy. Come on, join hands. Everybody, join hands and say hi. Come on, everybody. Howdy.
Well, don't forget to look. Howdy?
That's it. You got it. Okay. Now everybody, howdy. Come on. It's just one little word.
Stop.
You mean you can't even get together on one little word?
What's the matter here? I don't understand. You know what to do. Why can't you just do it? People are dying out there. You gotta stop it. You can't wait anymore. You can't. Now get back to work and don't make me come here again.
No expression. No expression.
God.
Head, I
that was God.
I
threw that obscene giggle.
No tomorrow, no tomorrow.
Go on, Signore, laugh. Laugh!
He quite simply fails to appreciate the pressures that vast quantities of money just do not bring.
Because George W. Bush's compassionate conservatism is leaving a lot of Christian beliefs behind in the interest of being popular.
Thank you for running circles. It's a very, very bad.
My friends, I have seen they've been treating you mean. My name is Sylvester McMonkey McBee. I know precisely why you're so unhappy, and that I can fix. I'm the fix-it-up chappie.
Have you at home ever had to cope with this problem? Or this?
Show my mediocrity for all to see.
I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you. I find it
professional
hard
football in America is a special
run
game.
In circles, it's a very, very
a unique game.
Beautiful young ladies on campus.
Who, my brother?
Yeah.
John.
Your brother John?
What? My brother John has...
KRA, how's it going?
Hey, there's Blair.
I know it's only human to say, oh, this will never happen to me.
You want to talk to Blair? He's excited.
KRA, how's it going?
Hey, this is Chinese.
How many times will I fall for it?
Music, that's what Helen says. You want to talk to Blair? John.
Yes.
What?
Sorry.
That was very funny.
How many times will I fall for it?
I know it's only human to say, oh, this will never happen to me. And of course, it won't.
Okay.
Terry Payne.
I forgot what her real name is.
I'm so results oriented. I look for conclusions. I want to know how things are going to finish.
Maybe it's Satan or Colin.
This book of troubled thieves is now
closing. It's where they fought.
There they stood, foot to foot, face to face.
Look here now, the north-going Zack said. Hey, say, you are blocking my path. You are right in my way. I'm a north-going Zack, and I always go north. Get out of my way now and let me go forth.
And there was this cricket and a cat yelling, in bed, in bed.
Security for the American people. That this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain.
I am Nina. It is known.
The course of this conflict is not known. The course of this conflict is not known.
And if you want to vote pro-life, your candidate is Pat Buchanan.
Feeding brains about me.
Underglow lamps impaled with faintly beating feelers. And in my mind's darkness, a sloth of the underworld, reluctant, shy of brightness, shifting her dragon scaly fold. Thought is the thought of thought, tranquil brightness. The soul is in a manner all that is. The soul is the form of form. Tranquility is sudden, vast, incandescent, form of form.
Autumn will come, and there will be no tears.
Calling 512-472-5667. You have been listening, and you have been creating Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. It doesn't need a name, and yet it is called Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Live improvised, sound happening, now happening. It is all happening now. Everything is happening right at this moment.
It's not.
It
it's two.
It's not.
It's not.
It is.
Two.
It is not.
It's two. It's not. It's two. It's not. It's two. It's not. It's two. It's not. It's two. It's not. It's two. It's not. It's two. It's not. It's not. It's two.
It is. It is. It is. Isn't it? I think it is. Isn't. I think it is not. Isn't. Oh, yes. Right. And to browse among and even to listen to many, 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 many... In the past, there were also shows. There was a show last week. It happened at the moment last week. And you can listen to it now. If you are online and you go to the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever or type Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza into a search engine and you go to the webpage and you can listen for a very, very long time to shows that have happened in the past, and soon enough tonight's show will be in the past, and then you'll be able to listen to that also. Things that have happened and sent through the telephone. Very nice. Very happy. Very much what they are. It is.
When clouds float quietly across the sky, is this not your very own limitless being waving back at you?
Yes. No? Other ways that you can send things, you can just send your any what it is that comes out of you. You can type and you can send email to ken@counterfolk.com, or you can send a message through the webpage that I mentioned. I would like it. If it is important to you that I would like it, then I would like that too. Send feedback and reactions and comments and anything, everything. It is nice to know. It is good. It is helpful. And for a few more weeks yet, you can just listen here, remain anonymous and in the background or whatever. Listen here on the radio from 6 till 7 on Tuesday. Listen on your computer if you sign up on the webpage to receive the shows automatically to your computer every week without even having to remember that you wanted to. And then you don't even have to remember to listen. You can just have them. So, yeah, please, send me something. You can also call here at the station, if not during the show, then for an hour or two after the show. If you would like. If I would like. And I will tell you about other things, if you would like, in the future. but that is so far away. Ken's last ever video extravaganza is so far away from death.
I look for conclusions. I'm so results-oriented. I look for conclusions. I want to know how things are going to finish.
Pro football is a mirror of early America.
Yet its outcome is certain.
One day I will laugh at you. Before I leave this earth, I will laugh at you.
Reflecting toughness, courage, and self-denial.
There he is! Good job! That's what a mega play out there, buddy. Nice job.
But that, I think, is somehow to play the part of God, and none of us is fit to do so. Where we are as believers is where Mary teaches us to be on this Feast of the Annunciation, and that is precisely to say to God, be it done to me according to your word. Do with me what it is that you will. Regardless of what the situation is, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the things that I don't understand,
it can be one man rising above the obscurity of a grim, no-glory duty of special teachers. It is a lineman going through the carnage of the scrimmage line, and it's in constant collision. A 2.5-hour carnival of color, sound, and action. A 2.5-hour carnival of color, sound, and action.
2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. When I walked home, it seemed like everyone avoided looking at me, as if I'd caught some disease. This thing with the doors, nobody wanted to talk about it. It was like I was a ghost walking down the street. And when I got home, now,
who's in whose way? Snap the south-going backs. I always go south, making south-going tracks.
Thank you again for listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, happening live for one more minute, and then happening again on the internet immediately on the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever, and then happening again, archived, forever, download, keep, listen, and then happening again, anew, not again, next week, next Tuesday, from 6 until 7 p.m. for a little while longer. Thanks again for listening. Please, please, send a note, send reactions, send email to ken@counterfolk.com, or pay a phone call, 512-472-5667. Thank you again for calling during the show and all the other things that you did and didn't do. Thank you. Get some gas for the show this way. Get some new for the sale.